Today's daf is daf Chof Aleph. Now yesterday we learned, we had a braita that said that we need a pasuk to teach us that a magdish soda, b'stei achuza, can be lova v'gol and goel l'chatzoyim. Because if we didn't have it, we would learn to kal v'chomer from a mocher bayit barechoma. We're over there, he cannot be lova v'gol l'chatzoyim, despite the fact that he has the advantage of being able to be goel miyad, which is not true by the case of a magdish stei achuza, where there's a delay. So the point says today, that wasn't really a very persuasive kal v'chomer, because ikalam mifrach mala mocher bayit b'batei arechoma shekein hura kocho liga olam. There's a big difference. It's true that there may not be the 2-year delay before you're able to go and buy back. So the buyback is immediate. But the thing is that the reason that the buyback is immediate, if you think about it, is because it's the only time. You've only got 1 year to buy back. Whereas when it comes to the din of Magdish, the din over there is that it could be Goyal Le'olam. So Tomar B'Magdish Yupakocho Le'Goyal Olam. Since there's no limit to how long he's able to buy back all the way up until Yovel, so there it makes no sense to say that we should apply the same limitations that we apply to the Mocher Bayit B'Batei Arechoma. And even without the Pasuk, Im Goy Yigal, he should be able to be Lova V'Goy V'Goy L'Chatzoyim. And it says, the Gemara L'Ravach Saba L'Ravashim. The reason that we need the Pasuk is because Yikilamimah Nahadardina V'Teiti B'Ma'atzad. You're right. If it was a question of learning one out from the other, you'd be 100% right. But the point is that we can make a ma'atzad, and we can learn out actually one from two. Because what you want to do is, you want to get rid of the irrelevant elements and only address the relevant elements. So let's put the two together and see what the common denominator would be. We could go ahead and we could say that a mocher stei achuza yochiach. That sounded like somebody's writing. Somebody's sending me a thing. Mocher stei achuza will prove that that's not the issue, because a mocher stei achuza can yupa kocho legol ola, has buyback forever, and yet he cannot go ahead and borrow money in order to buy back, or buy back in pieces. Now, if you'll say about that, yeah, but we already showed you that that's meaningless, because he does not have the option of an immediate buyback. He's got a 2-year delay before the buyback kicks in. So then I'll show you, but wait a minute. We're over there. He does have the right to buy back immediately, and nonetheless, he does not have the right to be lova v'goy v'goy l'chatzoyim. And then, of course, you'll tell me, yes, but that's because he cannot be goy l'olam. So I'll say, okay, so let's go back again and take a look at stei achuza. Look at the common denominator between the two. The common denominator is, v'chazer adin lo rizek rizev, lo rizek rizat, sara shavah shaben, shenigalim, fein lova v'goy v'goy l'chatzoyim. And I would say, without the pasuk of im yigal yigol yigal, I would say that, look, common denominator is that where we have a right for geula, the din is, I need to have my own money, and I need to be able to do it, not piecemeal, but all in one piece. So I would apply exactly the same idea to a magdish stei achuza also. So, atzad ha-shavah shabshinin galim ve'ino lo v'go v'go l'chatzayim. Af ani avil ha-magdish sode stei achuza, that there too it's nigal, that the definition of that geula is ein olav v'go v'go l'chatzoyin. Therefore, I need the pasuk to tell me, yigim yigo yigal, that indeed this is a special case in which I can be olav v'go v'go l'chatzoyin. Omar le'mazut t'berei l'rav mori l'ravina, that's very good, except for one problem. That he kol mifrach malat zad ha'shava shebehem, shekin hura kocham ligal b'shana shniyah. There's another weird common denominator, but remember that just as if you were doing a scientific experiment where you were trying to get a statistical readout, you would have to be absolutely certain that there wasn't some other statistical fluke that was in common between a particular group and another group, besides the fact that they're smoking. Like maybe, let's say, that they both happen to live 784 kilometers from a certain location of nuclear waste. And different directions, but maybe that has something to do with it, and so on. So here, too, there's another common denominator, even though it's a fluke. The other common denominator is that, look, In Bati Ore Chaima, you only have 1 year to be Goyal. Can you be Goyal the second year? No. In the Mokhers Te'achuza, you have until Yovel to be Goyal, but it only kicks in after 2 years. So can you be Goyal in the second year? No. Common denominator equals anybody who cannot be Goyal in the second year, for some reason cannot be Lova V'Goyal Goyal Chatzon. But indeed a Magdish Sada, where there's no, we have over there now the same halacha, and the din over there would be that you can't be Lova V'Goyal Goyal Chatzon. So therefore, why not just say, by the Magdish Sada, you would say that you would be able to be Goyal V'Goyal Chatzon, because over there, you can be Goyal in the second year. So therefore, let us say, Ikalamifrach, says the Gemara, Malat Sada Shabbash Ben, Shkin Hurako Chamli Gael B'Shana Shniya, Mashein Kin Tomar B'Magdish Yupako Chovi Gael B'Shana Shniya. The din of a Magdish Sada is that he does have a right to be Goyal in the second year. And therefore, we should not need the Pesach of Goyal Yigal, because I would never have been able to learn out a Ma'atzah to tell me that you cannot be Goyal V'Goyal Chatzon, Lova V'Goyal V'Goyal Chatzon, or B'Li Ravina. Mishum Dei Ikalamemar, because I could bring in yet a fourth case, we're in Eved Ivri, who's Nimka Lovik Kachovim Yofia. We're over there, you can be Goyal B'Shana Shniya, and yet over there it also says that Ein Olova V'Goyal V'Goyal Chatzon, and therefore, because it says over there, Beferish Ohi Sigayado, Sigayado always means that you managed to make it all, and then you were able to go ahead and to buy back. So now we see that there is only a common denominator among all the three of them, that the halacha would be, so to a magdish, that there would be no right to be Goyal, unless we had the pasuk of in Goyal Yigal. Boim ne revunah bar chinun am rev sheshes, hamocher bayit bebatei arecho ma, nigal hakrovim o in nigal hakrovim. My other question is like this. Do we say, even though it doesn't make any mention of ben dodo, anything like that, when it comes to mocher bayis b'stei achuza, perhaps there's a halacha that krovim can be Goyal, because after all, we could learn out geulato as a gzereshova from stei achuza. So we could say, just like stei achuza is eina nigelet lechatzain, and it is nigelet lekrovim, because over there it says uba goalo akarovela v'goalet mimkar achiv. So in both cases we have the word, like it says by stei achuza. It says by atom shnat minkaro. Okay, so that means that we've got Xereshava. Therefore, we should learn out that just like by Steachuzi, you cannot be Goyal Chatzon, but is Nigalakrovim. Afai so to Bate Arechomanami, a Nigalakatsoim, and is Nigalakrovim. O Dilma, perhaps we should say that the common denominator of Gula Gula can only be learned from contextually, just like the Gula that is mentioned in Steachuza is only said in the context of Chatzain Odichtiv. It's only said in the case of Matzah Kedei Gulato, from which we're darshaning, only Kedei Gulato and not Chetzi, and only Matzah and not Lava. Masha'in Kein, by Krovim, it doesn't mention it at all. The Gulat Krovim is said in a different pasuk, in which the word Gulato doesn't appear. Therefore, we shouldn't learn out an overarching Zereshava from Steachuza to the din of Bati Arichlema. Instead, we should learn out the din from Gu'ula Lechatzayim, from Steachuzet to Bati Arichlema, but no more than that. Omar Leis, Rav Sheshi, said to Ravuna, Eino Nigal, the din is at Bati Arichlema, indeed is not Nigalikrov. Eitz Vei Ravuna, Rav Sheshi, so Ravuna now asks Rav Sheshi from a Braita, where it said, Uvachol Eretz Achuzatchem, Gu'ula Titnu La'aretz. So what's the meaning of Bechol, Gula Titno? The Rabot Batim, the Eved Ivri. To tell me that there's a din of Gula Likrovim in homes and in Eved Ivri. Now I assume homes means my love, Batim means Batei Orechayma. In which case it says here, Beferush, that they are Nigal Likrovim. Says Igmar, no, that's not what the implication is at all. It's not referring to Batei Orechayma, it's referring to Batei Achatzirim. Batei Achatzirim. Batei Achatzirim means a bayit in a city that is not Mukefet Choma, which is called the, in context of Yeral Steo Aretz Yechashev. Says the word, Bote Katsirim, that means like the suburbs, Katsirim, everybody's got a Katsir, you know? So, Bote Katsirim is a Beferish Pesach. Why in the world would I need a Ribui? Be'ed Yechtivu Al Sedeya Aretz Yechashev. they are treated exactly the same way as Steyachuzah is. So just like Steyachuzah is Nigala Krovim, so too Batei Chatzrim is Nigala Krovim. Therefore, the Batim that is mentioned over here has got to be a reference to Batei Arei Choma. No. This is not true. Because that pasuk of Bakol, Ruulat Titznu, is indeed referring to Batei Chatzrim, but it's adding something important, namely, Lekova, to tell me that it's actually a chiyav on the krovim to be part of the sada, not an available option. The aliba the Rabbi Eliezer, it's going according to the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer the Tanya, the ga'alat mimkar achiv. There it says, uba ga'alo akarov elav, the ga'alat mimkar achiv. So it says the Tanakama, that's a reshut, there's a chiyav. It means you can. Ataome reshut, o eno elachova, who says, Tamud lomar v'ish ki lo yeh lo go'el. If someone does not have a goel, so what is it possible to say? And the puzzle continues over there. If he doesn't have a goel, so then he waits until Shnat HaYovel, and then goes back out to the cellar. But how is it possible to say that v'chiyesh adam b'Yisrael she'en lo goalim? If someone has a steyachuz, that means that he's part of the nachal of Eretz Yisrael from the time of Kisal Aretz. He couldn't have been a ger, so that means that he must have goalim. So how can you say imein lo goel? Ella, it's got to be referring to not somebody who doesn't have a relative, but somebody who doesn't have a relative who's willing to be goel. That's what it means. So ella zeh sheyesh lo, but eino rotze likach. He doesn't want to do geula, which means that the pasuk is referring to that as a fact of life, and there's no way to force him because it's not a chiyav. So apparently, sharashut biyado, divrei Rabbi Yeshua. So this Tanakhama now we see as Rabbi Yeshua holds that indeed gulas krovim is rishus. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, v'ga'alet mimkar achiv is a chova. That pasuk is a chiyav. Ata omer chova, hinu elu rishut. Talmud lomar bakol gulat titznu, which is exactly what we were referring to over here. Hakatuv kiva'o chova, which means that I have this extra pasuk referring to not batei arei choma at all, as you thought, but rather to batei achatzirim. Or some say it was Ravina to Ravashi. So Bishlam Alaman the Yom, according to Ravuna, who said before that the Kol Eretz Achuzat Chem is coming to be Lurabot Batei Arei Choma, and that you could be Gol Bekrovim. So Hainu Dichtiv, that makes it understandable the word Bakol. In other words, not only Sdei Achuzah, which was just previously mentioned in that pasuk that's together with the Krovim, but also Bakol, referring to Batei Arei Choma. But according to Rav Sheshes, Laman Yomar, that it's coming to be Marba Bote Chatzerim, and telling me that it's a Chiev on the Korach to be Goel, why do you say Bakol? If it would just say Beretz Achuzat Chem, I would know from the repetition that there's a Chiev on the Korach to be Goel. The Bakol is extending the Geula into things that previously there weren't mention of at all, because we had in the previous Pasuk Ubar Goelo Akarov Elav, so we know about it. The repetition is geula titznu, is that it's a chiyav. But you're certainly not expanding the set of things that are open for that chiyav. So therefore, how do you have a right to say that bakol is the makar of the drasha? Right? Bakol is an expansion into other items. So according to Rav Sheshet, who says that it's the rabot batei chatzirim, my bakol. Kasha, that indeed is a problem, but certainly the simple meaning of it is more in tune with Rav Huna, who said that it's a reference to Batei Arei Choma, but it's not fatal. Eitz v'Abaye. Another problem we have now with Rav Sheshes is as follows, from the following bright, Ma Talmud Lomar by Eved Ivri, where over there is Nimkar to an Akron. So Yigaleno Shalosh Pa'amin. Why would we need the pasuk of Echad Me'echav Yigaleno? O dodo, o ben dodo, yigalenu. O misha'er b'saro mi'mishpachto, yigalenu. For heaven's sakes, just make the list and say yigalenu. So the repetition of yigalenu, shalosh pa'amim, that actually adds other cases, l'rabot kol ha'gu'ulot, sh'nigalot b'skaseder hazeh. This comes to tell me that all cases where someone is open to pidyon, that it can utilize this approach. I mean, assuming that what it's saying is that Gulat Krovim is expanded to other cases. I assume that means my love. that the three cases, I mean, one case is a given, that's the Gufa. But the two additional cases is Bote Orechama and Eved Ivri, that's Nimkar LeYisrael, besides this case of an Eved Ivri, that's Nimkar LeAgur. So what's being added over here is Bote Orechama, which is the opposite now of what it is that you were claiming, that Bote Orechama is not available for Gu'ula in Chatzayim. Answers the Gemara, no, that's not what it's coming to talk about. Lo, it's a reference, the two additional cases is Bote Chatzayrim and Steachuza, not Bote Orechoma and Eved Ivri. What do you mean, Bote Chatzayrim and Steachuza? That's ridiculous. Those beferish in their own pasuk, it says over there, Behed Yekhtiv, I'll stay Arti Chashem. I know that it compares the two. Why do we need another limud? That's Kiri Amram Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Excuse me, you know the answer to that. It's like Nachum Bar Yitzchak said, Lekarov Karov Kodem, to tell me that the organization of that pasuk, and that's what Kaseder Azeh means. O Dodo, O Ben Dodo, A, Yigalenu. O Misher Bisaro, Mimishpachto, Yigalenu. So it's coming to tell me that the order of which Korov has the right to be doing it is according to the way it's listed in the pasuk. That's the point. So we're going over here like Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Hanami, the Korov, Korov Kodem. The reason it says it three times is to tell me that by Bote Chatzerim and Tzvei Yachuza, it's in this order. And Heche Itmadur Nachum Bar Yitzchak, where indeed was that said?